Okay, Jennifer, I wanted to go over your case study analysis worksheet. Every once in a while, I try to do audio recordings just so you guys can hear my voice and I can kind of talk about your work. So I hope you enjoy the way I do this. I wanted to talk about a couple things on your worksheet here. I love your use of sources here. Very good doing that. I would like to see you in the future start to be a little bit more concise in your statements of support. And by that I mean looking at your statements, they're a little bit long. And what I like to see is just kind of like a thesis statement almost on each of your statements. So Dan and Melissa should not try in vitro infertilization because it carries several risks, and then list, some of those risks. Or they should not do it because the cost is too high. And then just a couple of facts about the costs. So I'm looking here, and you're a little bit long on your stress reasoning there. So again, I like to see those a little bit shorter, just very clear as to why or why they should or should not. Going down to your assumptions, down on these, I don't want to see sources. And the reason for that is when we're looking at assumptions, we're just looking back up at your statements of support, and you have to ask yourself what assumptions have to exist in order for my audience to be accepting of my argument. For example, donating to infertile couples, the assumption there is that the clinic that Dan and Melissa will be using will allow them to, donate their embryos. And so again, you're asking yourself what assumptions exist for each of my statements of support. Looking down at your qualifiers and reservations, those all look very good, as well as your rebuttals and everything else. I like these. I would say, when it says what else could make you add to make your argument stronger, and instead of just saying consequences, guilt, apathy, explain that a little bit. Pick maybe one or two of those and explain how would you use that to make your argument stronger. Okay? Otherwise, good job.